Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel. This is a show with no real boundaries as we discuss financial markets, politics, sports, even poking the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots, you know, the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message I deliver every day. And we only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you, especially on Wine Wednesday. You know Robert Mott will be checking in, and we will have a wonderful wine conversation. Let me remind you, if you ever have any finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, save money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, there's a number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Of course, celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. National Grilled Cheese Day today. Put it on matzah if you're Jewish and observing the Passover holiday. National Licorice Day, Big Wind Day, I don't know about that one. Let's just stick with some grilled cheese for today. That might be the safest of the options right there. Also looking at the markets this morning, down 74 points. It has been a great day on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Oil down 24 cents a barrel. It should have gone the other way since we had a little bit of a build in oil. US 10-year Treasury did crack down below that 2.30 yield, 2.286 right now is where we're sitting on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. Good news for interest rates, for mortgage rates on that one. Not such good news if you are a senior citizen living on fixed income. Just thought there, keeping that one in mind for you today as well. We are also looking at the news of the day. Some interesting news came out. Major League Baseball in the news from a financial standpoint right now. Rolling in the dough, the average Major League Baseball team is worth $1.54 billion.
It is what it is.
Yeah, up a whopping 18% from last year, according to the 20th annual valuation. The Yankees number one at $3.7 billion, the Dodgers $2.5 billion.
Ridiculous.
Is the Red Sox $2.7 billion. Even the 30th ranked Rays are valued at $825 million and appreciated 27% in value from last year. Only five teams, the Tigers, Dodgers, Marlins, Orioles, and Royals, experienced operating losses in 2016 season. And the average 2017 opening day payroll was up 4.7%. A problem for any of these teams. Just looking down the list to see where the Angels are on. My Angels, loving them. $1.75 billion, up 51%.
More money.
Not bad for, I think it was a $180 million investment for the Marinos. So it says, what's that, about 10 of their money over the year. Not too shabby for appreciation, right? I do better than all anything else. That's some serious dough right there in the appreciation level. Now we're also looking, finally we're seeing some changes. I know the major media will not cover this one, I'm sure. But Fitch, they're one of the big rating services, kind of like Standard & Poor's, apparently reversed its opinion of the President Trump's effect on the global economic stability. Fitch, as I mentioned, one of three major rating services, issued a mostly glowing report Tuesday about the state of domestic finances. It was reported on CNBC.com. In February, Fitch warned that Trump posed a danger to global economic stability.
You know better than that.
Yeah, Fitch, in a far cry from its dire warnings in February, both reaffirmed the sterling AAA credit rating for the U.S. and raised its outlook for gross domestic product. Unbelievable. So it's finally starting to come around after all the years of the Obama administration. Now we're finally starting to see some of these companies that are realizing that if we continue to do what the businessman says we should do, as opposed to what the politician says we should do, we might see some benefits coming out. But then again, we do have to deal with the chief obstructor of the United States Senate. He doesn't do anything of any value other than obstruct anything that the president wants to do. That, yes, that would be Chuck Schumer. Think about this one. Now, I don't know about you. I could not care less about other people's taxes. Right? I mean, do you really care how much your neighbor pays in taxes? What we really want to know is what is going to be happen for us? What's going to be our benefits here? And I'm looking at a recent report, Senate Minority Misleader Chuck Schumer, of New York, warned President Donald Trump must release his tax returns. He's going to try and push through a comprehensive tax reform package.
Nothing like a little air of superiority.
Do you really care about the president's tax returns as opposed to your own? Are you paying his tax bill or are you paying your own tax bill? Not, you know, maybe Schumer will find some value in it. It'll just give him another talking point. Irony here is there's no real benefit in the president releasing his tax returns regardless of what Schumer says. Think about this. Do you think that because the president, if the president were to go along with this loon Schumer, do you think they would change anything? Do you think that would mean that the Democrats would start looking to see if they could assist the United States in any way with doing some of the reforms that the president has proposed? No, he's not going to do anything different today. So why in the world would there be any value in doing what Schumer suggests? Although Schumer, I guess, is not wise enough to realize that we're on to him. It doesn't matter what the president does. He's going to obstruct. So why listen to Schumer? Why have anything to do with him? I don't know why, I shouldn't say this, but why does the media report on what he has to say? It's totally worthless. The man is worthless. His agenda is worthless. Just a thought right there. People are looking for in his commentary. Just can't get it on what's going on there. Just don't get it. Figure that out. But I digress. I should move right along. Walmart. I know if you're a Walmart shopper, they're lowering prices on a million items right now. A million items, they're lowering prices if you will pick them up at the store. Now think about this one. I love this idea. And I'm not a big Walmart shopper. It just depends on how they execute this. But they are saying that they're going to lower the prices on a million products for people that pick the product up at the store. So you place your order online, very similar to what you do at Amazon. Then you go to a Walmart store near you and you pick up the product. Now, I like that idea because then I get it in an instant. I don't have to wait until the delivery service comes for it. If it's the same product, same quality, just a thought right there. I like that idea. Now, if I have to go and try and figure out where I'm going to park, getting another line inside the store, yeah, probably not going to be me. But if they execute this properly, I think it would be a big win for Walmart. And it's really interesting because several years back, I was working at Merrill Lynch, and then thereafter we looked, okay, you know something? Who's ever going to take over for Walmart when it comes to the retail space? This is before the days. This is when Amazon was losing money all the time for a book company. And now you see what Amazon has done since then. Think about that concept and what changes may be coming down the line. What changes? Yeah, we're getting ready for Robert Mott this morning. We're going to talk about wine. Got some great conversation with him. We might even throw in some commentary later in the broadcast about those safe, secure alternative to your 401k and your IRA. 6% return with very minimal risk. 8% return, very minimal, no risk, safe, guaranteed, or insured. We'll talk about that and more. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial market. When we come back, we're going to also chat about millennials. They're buying new houses with low down payment programs, how the reverse mortgage industry can adapt to higher interest rates, and fun facts about the self-employed. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Check with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it today on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today being brought by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel. If you want to know what your property value is, if you want to get that scouting report, every time a home sells in your neighborhood, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. We can get you texted every time a home sells in your neighborhood and just gives you the idea of what your property values are. Today we're talking millennials. They're flocking to low down payment programs. A recent report released by Down Payment Resource shows that 65% of first-time home buyers purchased homes with a down payment of 6% or less in the month of January. The trend continued through all buyers with a mortgage, as 62% made a down payment of less than 20%, consistent with findings from December. An article by DS points to the new wave of millennial home buyers. I quote, "It seems that the long-awaited influx of millennial home buyers is beginning. Ellie Mae reported that mortgages to millennial borrowers for new home purchases continued their ascent in January, accounting for 84% of closed loans. Among millennials who purchased homes in January, FHA loans remain popular. making up 35% of all loans closed. Ellie Mae's Executive Vice President of Corporate Strategy, Joe Terrell, gave some insight into why, and I quote him, "It's surprising to see millennial borrowers leverage FHA loans because they typically offer lower down payments and lower average FICO requirements than conventional loans. Across the board, we're continuing to see strong interest in home ownership from this younger generation," unquote. Bottom line, if you're one of the many millennials who's debating a home purchase this year, let's get together and help you understand your options and set you on a path to pre-approval. That is the Real-Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by Nest, N-E-S-T, text Nest, N-E-S-T to 79564. Wine means it is time for our weekly chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful, but I think I see one of the Robert Mott do not do list on our notes for this morning. It must have happened again, Robert. Somebody wearing perfume to wine tasting. What's that all about?
I know. It's a pet peeve of mine, and it certainly is something that I think that everybody should try to be aware of. You know, when you go to a wine tasting or you're a wine bar or someplace that people are trying to enjoy the nuance of wine or learn more about it, it's generally frowned upon to wear perfume or heavy cologne to a wine tasting or other venue like that. But the kind of the question came up, what should you do if someone instead of tasting is wearing that strong fragrance? So, you know,
don't pull United Airlines on them.
No, don't do that. You know, I think even the CEO of United would probably not condone that kind of action anymore. I hope anyway. Hope we learned their lesson.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's generally considered inappropriate to wear the perfume or cologne. Also, you know, any scented hairspray, aftershave, lotions, anything with a strong or lingering odor at a wine tasting. So why am I getting wrapped around the axle on this one? I think that there's a very strong relationship, and this is what we've talked about before, Ron, between smell, between what we smell and what we taste. In fact, some people will say more than 80 or 90% of what we taste is based on what we smell. And if you want to experiment with that, try pinching your nose shut with your fingers and take a sip of wine. Put the wine still in your mouth, unpinch your nose, and see how much more of the wine you experience. So what you smell really does matter, and which means those lingering, strong odors can really distract from that wine-tasting experience. In fact, I'll kind of go to a little anecdotal thing. I had a really good friend who always had this one comment. He says, "This wine tastes perfumey." And he was always kind of going, and it was like a recurring thing. Well, he wore this really strong aftershave. He was an older gentleman. It was obviously one of those things that, you know, it was kind of traditional when he grew up, but he always wore this aftershave, and all his wine pretty much tasted like his aftershave at the end of the day because, you know, that was just what was in his nose. That was a strong feeling, the strong smell that he got. But, you know, unfortunately, not every wine lover has gotten the memo on this, and it's really gauche to wear fragrance in it or a lingering perfume or odor of recently smoked cigars or cigarettes at a wine tasting. It could feel like a real assault on your senses. So what do you do if it happens to you, if you're the kind of the innocent bystander in this situation? This is one place where being direct is probably not advised, as there's really no way to politely scold somebody about how they smell. You know, that kind of goes back to the United Airlines story, I think. But I'd simply try to move away from the person, or if it's a seated tasting, discreetly ask if you sit in another area. You can also make subtle comment about wanting some fresh air, or step outside and ask for a window to be open. Perhaps under the guise of enjoying the scenery. You know, sometimes, as we know, discretion is a better part of valor, and finding a way to put some distance between you and the odoriferous friend of yours is maybe the best way to to make that happen. So, but important point for everybody, if you're going to a wine tasting or someplace that where it's a wine-centric event, you know, leave the cologne and perfume at home and try to minimize the amount of those types of strong smells that you apply to your body. So just a little safety tip. And like I say, honesty may not be the best policy in this case.
Okay, so we better be careful of that one. So, you know, here's a question, though. You know, you go out to go wine tasting. I'm going wine tasting in a couple of weeks with the bride. And, you know, you know that you're going to be out, you're going to be running around, you're going to be running around to wineries, and you might put on some cologne or aftershave before you go out to that wine tasting just to mask some late afternoon fragrance changes. Do you just try and avoid that anyway, or what's the deal?
I'd try to avoid that anyway. I would maybe apply your deodorant a little heavier than usual or something like that if you think that's going to be the case. Or reapply it if you get a chance, if you're concerned about your the odor going the other way too much. But I, believe it or not, this is one situation where I would I'd lean toward maybe a little smell of glow, so to speak, versus too much masking with perfume or aftershave. In fact, that's one of the things that professional wine tasters do, and not in terms of having body odor or anything, but when they're trying to clear their palate between wine tastes, one of the things they'll do is they'll smell their arm. And that's one of the things they do to kind of reset their nose. It's the equivalent of doing a hard reset on your computer. It kind of makes your nose kind of forget all the stuff that was happening before, for the most part anyway, and kind of resets it back to its baseline. And so again, this is another indication that it's very, very important to stay away from the strong fragrances. Even if you're a little bit afraid that maybe you've been out and about and maybe it's a warm day and you've been really active or something like that. Like I say, a little bit of extra deodorant probably is probably a better approach than heading down the road of a perfume or an aftershave or a cologne or something like that.
So speaking of that reset, Robert, I'd heard recently that the concept of reset, and it has to do with a little bit more palatable version here, is the idea when you're tasting wine to take a small sip of the wine that you're tasting initially and then do your taste analysis on the second sip. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yeah, that actually is very accurate, especially if you've if you're tasting a lot of different wines or even a couple of different wines. You know, there's always a lingering flavor. Well, I say there always is. I mean, and some of the less bold wines, you may not get a lot of lingering flavors. But generally speaking, if you're the kinds of wines that you're probably interested in tasting, that you want to really pick up that nuance of the wine, it's almost always a great idea to, as you say, take a small sip of the next wine, kind of enjoy it, maybe swish it around your mouth a little bit. And then use that second taste to really evaluate what you think about the flavor profile of the wine, and how well it matches with your own personal taste. So that second taste rule is a very good rule of thumb while wine tasting.
So while we were up there doing wine tasting, I don't know why it sounds like I drink a lot of wine, but what the heck? A couple of years ago, almost a couple of years ago now, maybe it's a little more. We were up in the wine country, or maybe in the Central Coast, and I think they had this earthquake up there in Napa. And I see they're looking at reopening some of the facilities. Tell us a little about what's going on there.
Yeah, I think actually there's one in particular that this one popped up on my news screen the other day. And I just wanted to note it for those people that perhaps make their way up to Napa or Northern California. The winery Trefethen, one of the, I guess I'd call it a landmark winery or an iconic winery in Napa Valley. It's certainly the one that has done the most to define what is now the Oak Knoll District of Napa Valley, which is official ABA now. About 2.5 years ago or so, like you say, the 2014, it was the summer of 2014, I think it was, that there's an earthquake in Napa, a really big one. A lot of damage in downtown Napa. I think it was the center, pretty much around downtown Napa. Trefethen is just north of the city, and it had some of the older, more historic winery buildings in Napa Valley. And its primary building was severely damaged. In fact, it was not real clear that they could save the building, actually. But they managed. As you know, where there's a will, there's a way. And where there's a large pocketbook or a large insurance company behind it, there's a way as well. They managed to restore the original winery building, fully restore it, and obviously up to more, truly reinforce it up to more current earthquake codes. And anyway, the long story short, I know it's too late for that, but it's posed to reopen on May 6th. You know, sorry, I've been droning on this one for a while. It's been posed, it's going to reopen on May 6th, 2017, and that'll be the first Saturday of May. You know, it's they're going to be celebrating their 50th anniversary later this year as well. And so I think it's one of those wineries that sometimes we overlook because it's been there so long. It actually had it's what's funny about Trefethen as well. It had the more recent ownership of Trefethen. It goes back to the people who founded Kaiser Group, a medical group. So, anyway, they actually know how to do it right. The folks that actually run the winery there, very nice winery, great wines. They really have, sometimes get lost in the shuffle with all the other great wines in Napa Valley. But I would highly recommend you stop in, see the facility, see the new building, see how well they've restored it, and then maybe just soak yourself in a little bit of Napa history and a little bit of Napa wine as well.
This is a good time to go up there, isn't it, Robert?
Yeah, it really is. I have to really recommend people go up there this time of year. Weather's usually very much improving. Obviously, still get a little bit of rain from time to time. But everybody wants to be there during crush in October, September. That's when the hotels are very expensive. It's hard to get a room. Everything's crowded. This time of year, not as crowded. Hotels are easier to come by. They're a little cheaper. And the winery people are really, really enthused to see you as well because it's been a long winter. And they really like to see some new guests. And so this is a great time, absolutely great time to come visit.
So are they blooming at all, or is it still a little too early for that?
What's that again, Brian? Sorry, I cut out there for a second.
Is it blooming at all, or are we still too early?
We should see some, this time of year, we should see some mustard in the mustard flowers blooming in the vineyards. We should be right around bud break or a little bit later than bud break right now in the vineyards. I haven't been there in a month or so myself, so I can't put my own eyes on it and tell you exactly where we are. But we're right at the beginning of the growing season. Certainly, we've had a great winter of rain, obviously, replenished our stocks and then some. And so I think the people in the wineries and the vineyards are very excited about the upcoming season, hoping for a good solid spring, good solid bud break, good weather, a good set for the grapes, and then we'll see how the weather takes us from there. But hopefully another great year, a great vintage in Napa and Northern California.
Great information as always. Thanks for joining us for Wine Wednesday, Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Segal discussing real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, how the reverse mortgage industry can adapt to higher interest rates. Fun facts about self-employment. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsegalradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsegalradio, on Twitter, @ronsegal. Miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Segal 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Segal Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing. missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are, easy for me to say right now, within every market, there are tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and consumer advocate delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. If you are 62 years of age or older, have equity in your property, yes, you can look into a reverse mortgage. More likely, you can do a reverse mortgage. We're going to chat a bit about reverse mortgages this morning. And one of the questions I wanted to make sure we did address today, just because there's quite a bit of questions about issues, is what about the increase in interest rates? How is that going to affect the reverse mortgage? And because one of the issues that we certainly do know about the reverse mortgage is every individual that gets a reverse mortgage lived through double-digit interest rates that we had during the 1980s. So they become fearful of them. Many of us are fearful of those items that we're not used to, that we're not aware of, that we hear anybody in the world say anything negative about. We decide, okay, well, being I don't necessarily know about it, it must be bad. Well, the reverse mortgage is a tremendous product put out there for seniors. There has been some myths about it. We'll get to that in a minute. But the best version of the reverse mortgage is the version that is the adjustable rate mortgage. Now there are some of the other ones. There are the fixed rate out there. There are usages where that is the appropriate product. I've said this many times that there are not, in my opinion, there are not bad loan products. There are bad applications of loan products. The pay option ARM is available in the early century, and a lot of people blame that as being the cost of the real estate meltdown was not a bad product. There were people that were using it inappropriately, so it cause problems. But the product itself was not bad. It would be great if it was available today for the appropriate individual. So the reverse mortgage is the same thing. Sometimes you need to use a fixed rate product, but for the most part, the adjustable rate is the better one. Now, we do know that interest rates are increasing. The Federal Reserve told us that we can expect more interest rate increases. And we're seeing, even though the 10-year Treasury is down today and the interest rates on 30-year fixed rate loans are down today, we're still seeing we're in a rising interest rate environment. So what does that mean for your reverse mortgage? It means you got to get it done quicker. You got to do your reverse mortgage sooner than later if you want to get the maximum value from the initial draw on the property. Now, when I say initial draw, and sometimes these things get technical, so I'm trying to make it as simple as I can. So the amount of money available, your line of credit, so to speak, for your initial draw and your 1-year anniversary draw is determined by interest rate. The sooner you can get that loan done while interest rates are lower, that will set the barometer for your initial draw. Now, does that mean that you have a bad time getting the program later? No. Does it mean interest rates, when it comes to the reverse mortgage, should not be your driving concern? I'll tell you why. I mean, you don't want to be stupid, but it's not your driving concern. I'll tell you why it's not the driving concern. You're not going to be around to pay it off anyway. Now, I get it that you want to leave as much for your estate as possible, for your heirs as possible, kids, grandkids, whomever. I understand that. The whole strategy of the reverse mortgage is if it's used properly, there are many, many ways that you can get the most benefit from that program and really help your family, help your heirs, help your estate. How do you do it? Well, you make payments periodic on the reverse mortgage. You talk to a financial planner or your tax planner in advance of tax season. So let's look at it this way. What happens in October? You decide you're done with your tax planner in October. And you say, okay, what do my taxes look like? What are they going to be? What am I going to owe? Now you say November, December, you might want to have your Social Security or some other pension dollars, whatever you have, pay that to your reverse mortgage if you've got that line of credit where there is an interest sensitivity. You make a payment into the reverse mortgage. Now, 2 days later, once it's posted, you can take that money back out. But what gets paid first? Interest. Well, if you get the interest paid first, now you've created, again, talk to a tax planner, because I'm not a tax planner. I don't give tax advice. I'm giving you the questions to ask them. But 2 days later, or when you make that payment and it pays the interest first, you've most likely created a mortgage interest deduction for yourself. Tax benefit for you. Now, the other area that goes on along with this is the growth of your line of credit is going to change based on what's happening in the marketplace. When do interest rates go up? Well, they go up when the economy is doing well. If you remember, they were unbelievably low, like 0.25 during all 8 years of the Obama administration. If they did that because the economy was doing well, no. When the economy is doing well, interest rates increase. So far, we've had 2 increases this year. The Federal Reserve is looking and saying, okay, interest rates are going to get the economy doing better, so we want to make sure that we keep the inflation in check. We do that by increasing interest rates. Now, those interest rates then have an effect on the mortgage, but your property is appreciating faster because that's what happens when the economy is good. So let's just use a round number. Say that you've got a 5% appreciation in your property, and say you've got a $400,000 property, and the property has a $200,000 reverse mortgage. Well, if your property is appreciating at 5%, that's $20,000 a year. If your property goes up $20,000 a year, isn't that better for your heirs? Now, you can move into an apartment and pay rent, but you get no appreciation. Your heirs lose that $20,000. Now, What if interest rates, which they're not there now, but what if they say 5% on the loan on that reverse mortgage, say $200,000? Well, that's $10,000 that's being added to your debt at that time. You're still a net benefit to your heirs of $10,000 by doing that. And again, it's just a hypothetical. We haven't even talked about the tax benefits that come along for you and your family. That's why I share frequently that you need to be looking into this for the benefit of your family. There are a lot of myths out there about the reverse mortgage. One of the biggest myths is that the bank is taking your home. Here's the way I get this call all the time. Ron, if I did a reverse mortgage, how much would you give me for my house? Well, they're not giving you anything for your house because you keep your house. There never changes with the reverse mortgage. Now, there are other things that you can do that can cause you to lose your house, but they're the same things that you could do to cause you to lose your house with no mortgage or a forward mortgage or a home equity line of credit. Don't pay your taxes for an extended period of time. You could lose your house. Property taxes. Don't cover your insurance for an extended period of time. Could cause some problems for you. Don't pay your homeowners association if you have one. Could cause some problems for you. So what are some myths? What are some realities when it comes to the reverse mortgage beyond that one where you always own your house? The reverse mortgage is nothing more than a lien on your property, just like any other lien on your property. But you can't get a reverse mortgage if you have an existing mortgage. It's another myth. No, you end up paying off your existing mortgage with the new mortgage just if you did any other kind of a refinance. The only difference is now you're going to have a line of credit to go with it so that if you need extra money, you've got it. And on the forward mortgage that you've got existing, you have to make a payment. With a reverse mortgage, the only time you make payment is if you want to. They are optional. Anytime you want to make a payment, make a payment. Myth, only low-income seniors get reverses. No, that's not true either. Jay Kaplan has been on with us many, many times talking about the concept of a friend that's lives in Beverly Hills, very, very wealthy gentleman, took out a reverse mortgage on his property. He got to use that money. It's arbitrage there. He put that money into other safe, secure investments that are paying. After he had a problem, he was making too much money. So he made a payment on the reverse mortgage, cut 2 or 3 years worth of interest, and saved a bunch of tax money. Relatives will be responsible for paying the loan. That's another one of those myths. A reverse mortgage is non-recourse. It stays with the property. Now, your heirs can pay it off if they choose to. That's an option of theirs. They don't have to. They don't never owe more than property value. They can keep the property even if they don't want to pay the whole reverse mortgage. There are benefits there. That's part of the insurance you're paying. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, using a reverse mortgage to buy a house, you could do that? No, have a mortgage and no payments for life. I like that idea. That's a good one. And fun facts about self-employed. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime on our fair number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Ken Neck with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you missed part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the new one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message to your consumer. We'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage, when you're ready for the next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. Just give them a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right folks over there to help you get that reverse mortgage or to get that new mortgage. First-time home buyers, any buyers, got them all for you. Some fun facts about the self-employed. I came across this one today from one of our partners. I thought I would share some facts that we enjoyed about self-employed. Top 10 most self-employed jobs. Top 10 most self-employed jobs. Ready for this one? Video game player, voiceover artist, romance novelist. Love this one. Chocolatier, mystery shopper, event planner, stand-up comedian, magician. Love this one. Ferrari driving instructor. And a professional computer hacker. 42% of incorporated self-employed workers paid employees in 2017. Essential qualities of the self-employed: determined, creative, self-motivated, confident, flexible. 15 million people were self-employed in 2015. That's 10% of all U.S. workers. 4 self-employed jobs that didn't exist 10 years ago. Social media consultant, the driver, the YouTube content creator, the millennial generation expert. The three most confusing things about the self-employed is we can help you understand. Number one, partnership and S-Corps. Give us a call. Cash expenses versus paper expenses. Income flow and business to borrower. 97,000 2016 downloads of the self-employed borrower worksheets that were they delivered there. That was another interesting thought. That is the Word on Wealth segment and brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. So we've been chatting a little bit here about some of the items that are involved in the reverse mortgage, some of the myths in the reverse mortgage. I got an article that came across to me about buying a home with a reverse mortgage as well. They call it H4P, HECM, the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage for Purchase. And originators are finding some big success in this product. There are some specialties that you need to know about the reverse mortgage for purchase. It's not quite the same as all of the other reverse mortgages or other forward mortgages. It is just a lien on property like any other lien on property. The big issue that I do want you to remember when it comes to that one is there are concession issues. You've got to, and there's really no work that can be done on the property by the owner, by the buyer, while it's going through the process. It's got to be done by the seller, paid for by the seller. There are some rule changes that are coming down the road, but right now it's just not allowed. So just a thought there for you when it comes to the buying a home with a reverse mortgage. So there are some specialties that are in there. So what are some of the other myths that, again, they're not going to take your property away from you. That's one of the big myths that I hear with our talking about reverse mortgages. They are not taking your property. They really want your property that, from a finance standpoint, what do financial people really want when they're doing loans? And it has to do with reverse mortgage or any other mortgage for that matter. They don't want your property. What they really want is two things. Number one, they want their interest. That is the ideal right there. They want their money. They're doing this for money. So they don't really want your property. They want to get their, they want to know they're going to get their interest and they're going to get their money back. Those are the two biggest issues. So when you, people are talking about the idea that they don't want to do a reverse mortgage or they want your property, something along those lines, nothing could be further than the truth. It's just the same way when we talk about our private money investors we deal with, right? The private money investors, they don't want anything but their money is their money back. They want simplicity, and they want to know how are they getting paid. Are they going to get their interest payments on time, or are they going to have to file for their interest payments? They want that. They want to make life nice and simple. So think about those concepts when you look at any kind of a loan. That's going to be the biggest key for any loan program, right? Any loan program that's out there, the investors are looking at the same exact thing. How am I going to get my money back? Am I going to get it back on time? Are there going to be challenges with getting my money back? And then the idea there is, am I getting interest payments? Now, the reverse mortgage, they know they're not going to get their interest for an extended period of time, so that's why it becomes so lucrative. On a regular straight mortgage, basically, you can refinance it almost any time you want to. To refinance, the investors then have to go and try and find somebody else that they're going to lend their money to because they want to get their money back out and working. The idea with the reverse mortgage, they know their money is going to be used for an extended period of time. They have an idea of what their interest rate is going to be for that period of time. So they're willing to pay more money for that option. Think about that. If they're paying more money for the option, they'll buy it from originators for money, which is a reason that they charge you less money to do it. Or in many instances, they can charge you absolutely nothing to do it, depending upon the situation. Think about that concept. That's why we're chatting with you about it on a regular basis. And that's why I ask you, set that first radio preset button back here every day. Join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's in engineering, of course. A special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.